And with the soft rain nourishing the earth around us. Good morning. Lochani, Molweni, Saubona, Tubela, Dumelang. Macheloni, Avudi, Goeiemore, wat een voorrecht om die nieuwe dag samen met jou te kan afskop. Waar jy ook al is, op jullie draaiende clip, you're on God's wake-up list this morning. What a privilege it is to greet one another in the presence of the King of the Universe. I want to read a scripture to you that will definitely sound familiar. You will know this scripture, no doubt. It says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. Makes me think of John 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world. This particular scripture, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. The English Standard Version and the King James use the words mercy. His compassions never fail. His mercies never fail. And this is where you will recognize the scripture. The word of the Lord says, the word of the living God, the life-breathing, yes and amen of the Lord says, his mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. The fact that you and I are on God's wake-up list this morning, here we are, corporately worshiping the Lord of heaven and earth, the one and only true God. The Bible says there is none other. The rest is but stocks and stones and figments of the imagination. There is none other but the living God of Israel, the God of our Bible, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When you said to me, isn't that scripture from the book of Lamentations? Yes, you're right. It's the book of Lamentations, Lamentations chapter 3. And verse 3, a time of grief, a time of national mourning. Right after the fall of the great city, Jerusalem, that fell to Babylon. And so when you go and read the book of Lamentations, there's anguish, there's hardship, there's tears. But there's also great hope. You read the book of Lamentation, poetic form, there is great hope. Yes, the book and the theme of the book of Lamentations, God's judgment over Judah's sin. But you also find his compassion for his people. Lamentation, a loud cry. Just this weekend, I received a message of somebody very well known that had passed on to be with the Lord, that had died this weekend. And I couldn't help but think of the anguish this family finds themselves in. The wife of that man, the family of that man, expressions of anguish and pain. But the fact that we are here, a confidence, a hope, a passage that you find in Lamentations 3 and verse 21, yet this I call to mind, yet in spite of what we see around us in this world, the madness, the arrogance, the pride, the death, the hardships, the unemployment, the sickness, disease, the earthquakes. Yet, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope this morning. That even in the darkest of times, God is faithful and will not cast off his people. Because every day, every morning, God shows his mercy and his compassion. I remember a couple of years ago, it was an insane drought. They called it El Nino, whatever you want to call it. But there was such drought that even the Department of Water in South Africa said it would take 5 years to fill up the Vaal Dam. And yet the Lord did it in under 2 weeks. God's mercy is fresh and new with each new daybreak. God's unfailing compassion for you. Let's be clear. Mercy in the Bible is God's withholding of just punishment. But God is full of tender love. God is full of tender mercy. God is full of pity, mindful that we are but dust. The Bible says, I will tell of the kindness of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised according to the Lord and what he has done for us. Yes, the many good things he has done for Israel, but also for us, according to his compassion and his kindness. Because the Lord has pity on the brokenhearted. Those weeping in the early hours of this morning. His mercies are new every morning. Every morning. Right here, right now, 8 minutes after six on this, the 17th of February. Time is just flying. Can't help but think one of these days, but a vapor, a breath, a blink of an eye, and it will be all over. And this beloved brother in the Lord who passed away this past weekend, behold what his eyes is seeing now, what he's experiencing right now. The dawning of every new day. A symbol of God's light breaking through the darkness, his mercy overcoming our troubles. I'm not sure what you are facing. But what I do know is that every morning demonstrates God's grace, a new beginning. We need to look no further, my brother, my sister, than the very breath in our lungs. Yes, you heard me right. Every time you inhale and exhale, every heartbeat in your chest, God's mercy. I can't remember when last I have seen such soft, soaking rain saturating the earth. It's been falling this past weekend. But somewhere the sun is also shining. Be it the sun that shines upon us or the rain that falls to nourish the soil, the mercies of God continue to come upon us. Multitudes of manifestations, God's goodness. There's no expiration date on God's mercy towards you. The Bible says every morning, right here, right now, they are perpetual. And available if you in need. We have our ups and our downs. Kijk maar net naar ons hartritme, hè? Our heart rhythm gives it all away. Up and down, up and down, up and down. The Bible says even youth grow tired and weary. Isaiah 40 and verse 30. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But God is faithful through it all. And so with the dawn of each new day comes a new batch of compassion made freshly available to you, to me. And God's compassion is poured out from an infinite store. His mercies will never run out. Even in the midst of heartbrokenness, the death of a loved one, the unemployment, the sickness, the disease, the sorrows that we face. If you look at the news, every day it's dark. We find ourselves in days where men are lovers of themselves. The Bible says, take heed that we are not deceived. Deceived. And some mornings, and I'm well aware of that, we get up on the wrong side of the bed. But even there, we find God's mercies awaiting us. Yes, believers still sin. Believers still grieve the Holy Spirit. But I want to say this to you, that forgiveness is always available. Always. This weekend, with all its challenges, all its woes are gone. The Bible says, if you and I, puny humans, say we have no sin, we've deceived ourselves. And the truth is not in us. But listen, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God's mercy, ready to forgive our sins. Fresh manna for this day. The blood of the Lamb. Atonement for our sin on the cross of Calvary. We serve a great and a loving and merciful God. And the Bible says, because of His great love, we are not consumed. Say it with me, in your car, at home, wherever you are. If God is for us, who can be against us? God is for us, not against us. And in Jesus Christ, we have God's mercy, the fullest expression of God's mercy and God's compassion. The Bible says in Matthew 14:14, it's easy to remember, when He went ashore, He saw a great crowd. And then the Bible says these words, He had compassion on them and healed their sick. This past Friday, we prayed for the sick. We can only but ask our Father. And so this morning, there are heartbroken, shattered people because the Father in the house is no longer there. He's gone. This God that we serve, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same He was in the Garden of Eden. The same He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. The same He is today and forever. And so God's mercies indeed new every morning. Every morning. And I want to say to you, my brother, my sister, no matter what you're facing, Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For He who promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful. There will come a time, no more weeping, no more sorrow. You might think the Lord is angry at you. Psalms 30 and verse 5 says, for His anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. You are here. You're on God's wake-up list. Isaiah 33 and verse 2, O Lord, be gracious to us. We wait for You. Be our arm every morning, our salvation in a time of trouble. Psalms 89 and verse 33. I will not remove from him my steadfast love or be false to my faithfulness. God is an infinite good God. Psalm 36 and verse 5. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness to the clouds. What do we say to people who have lost loved ones? God makes a promise. He says the Comforter will be with you, even in this season. Yeah, walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The Lord is my shepherd. Zephaniah 3 and verse 5, the Lord within her is righteous. He does not know injustice. Every morning he show forth his justice. The God who made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, is faithful forever. An internal hope. A God who never lies, whose the word is full of promises, and we just need to hold on to the promises, not to be deceived. And I just want to take away the music in the background and not manipulate the moment as we go to this Lord in prayer. And so, Father God, we come before your throne of grace. You are worthy to be worshipped. And it is before your throne of grace that we bow down in the early hours of this morning, and we speak your word over the airwaves, over your bride, Lord. We proclaim that you are an infinitely good God, the God who gives manna in the early hours of this morning, the God who is a comforter, the God who forgives our iniquities. Whenever I speak about Lamentations 3 and verse 23, I think about that man in Kruger's Dorp that came to me and said, we were so bad, they used to say to each other, that not even a God can save us. And there he was. God saved him out of the dregs and the pit of hell. God saved him. And he was now a pastor, pastoring a flock. We serve a merciful God. The God that will provide in your needs miraculously this day. The God who makes your heart beat time and time again. Gives oxygen. The God who says in John 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever, that's you and I, believe shall not perish but have eternal life. And unto this I hold on. If you just look at social media, Lord, how we argue in our pride, in our self-righteousness, the things we say to one another, Lord, I ask in the early hours of this morning, help us to die to self, to come to you. We pray for South Africa. We pray for our education system. We pray for our healthcare system. We pray, Lord, for those in prisons this morning because of sin that ended up there. Have mercy on them, Lord. We pray for our government. For wisdom, your word instructs us in Hebrews to pray for them and intercede and stand in the gap so that we can live in peace. We pray for our leaders. We pray, Lord, that your mercies be fresh and new in the early hours of this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children says, amen. And amen.